If you know me very well, a lot of you do, but just in case, you know, I'm not going to deviate from what I had prepared for me and the Lord had prepared this week. But I feel like there's some special things God wants to do in our lives today. That's not directly tied to the message I was going to preach, but loosely tied. There's another way that God has to get the message out to us today. And so, can you guys be willing to flow with us? Can you roll with that? Okay. Thank you. I believe you'll set yourself up to be able to receive some things from the Lord today. You know, that whole set, by the way, that was my daughter Eden, her friend Simon, Jotham here on the drums. You guys know Mr. Jeremy there on the, was it the bass you were playing? You were playing the bass. Boom, 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 yeah. And then you guys know Ethan there on the acoustic. They're going to come back up here in a few minutes, but these guys are from, they all go to school together, or at least three of them do. Jotham, Eden, and Simon go to Visible Music College, studying worship leading and pursuing the plan of God for their life. But that whole set was about surrendering to the Lord and letting Him fight our battles for us. And I don't know about you, but I think oftentimes what we do is we find ourselves between a rock and a hard place. And we try to figure out a way to get out of it. And we try to figure out a way that would make us happy and content and comfortable. But also we find ourselves in those moments where we're like, I don't know how things are going to change. I don't see a way that can be any different from my life right now. And so this whole set of worship was about facing upwards and looking to the heavens, to the Lord from where our help comes from, and seeing that through anything and everything, that whatever we consider small or big, God has a way to come through for our lives. Romans 8:28 tells us that everything, God works everything out for our good, for those who love Him and who live according to His purpose for their life. And so, however that turns out, it turns out good, but the way it turns out good starts by and continues with loving Him and living for His purpose. It's all for His glory and for our good. And I just know God has some things He wants to say to us today and how He wants to minister to our hearts today. Is it Kristen? Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot here today. Kristen, the Lord sees your struggles, okay? And He is aware of all the different details that pertain to your life and to certain situations that you're dealing with and that you're going through. And He wants to remind you today that as you continue to turn to Him and trust Him and not having to have all the answers, that He says, I have answers and I have a path that is carved out for your life. And He says, your plans have been one way, but today the Lord wants to remind you that as you trust Him with your plans in His hands, He has a way of carving out a path for your life that doesn't always remove the obstacles, but what He does do is He ensures that you get through them. And He says he feels your heart, He knows your pain, He knows your when you are short of breath, and when you throw your hands up, and when you don't know where to look, you're looking around, and you look up, and He says, I see that look, and I see that face, and I know what's going on inside of you. And He says, I know all the things that are happening, but He says, I have a way, and I have a path set for you, that as you put yourself in my hands, the Lord says, I will guide you, and I will take you where you need to be. And I'll set things straight for you. There's some things going on in your life that are crooked, that are not straight. You're not able to see around the turns, and you wonder how am I going to get around this? What's it going to look like past this? And God says, I see all of that. There's a lot of things going on that can be fuzzy and that can be a little, cause you to have a little bit of shakiness and nervousness about life. But he says, I've got you. I've got you. That I've got you. And I'm going to work things out for you as you put your whole faith and trust in me, okay? Does that make sense to you? All right. Oh. Leo, the Lord wants you to know, my brother, my dear friend, that he loves you. That he loves you. That at times you look at life and you wonder, do you see me? Do you know me? Can you feel me, God? And the Lord wants you to know, he says, I feel you, I see you, and I know you. That the questions you have inside, he says, I know, they're real. And you wonder, God, is there a way out? Is there a way beyond this? Is there a way out of this? Is there something to look forward to down the road? And God says, absolutely. Can you do me a favor? I know you like the hairstyle, but can you just do that? And let me see that beautiful forehead of yours. It's got hair. It's amazing. To have hair again, Bruce. Right? But the Lord says, as you look out and ponder life, as you look out and ponder and consider things going on in your life right now, the Lord says, I have a way for you. I have a path for you as well. I have things lined up for you down the road. And God says, today I want to put some hope back inside your heart. He says, if you'll just let me have just a little bit of more space, just a little more trust, just a little more faith, God says, I want to put some hope back inside of that heart of yours. Because that hope will not be deferred. Because the hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. And you feel sick sometimes. You feel tired sometimes. You feel lonely sometimes. And God says, today I'm putting hope back inside your heart. And it's going to beat. And it's going to pump life through you. And it's going to excite you. And you're going to begin to open your eyes up in the morning. And you're going to be able to say, man, I can't wait to get on with the day that God has for me today. No more will the enemy rob you of your sleep. No more will the enemy rob you of your of making you afraid. No more will the enemy rob you of life that lies before you. Today, God says, I'm putting hope back inside of your heart. And if you'll just open it just a little bit more, just a little bit wider, just a little bit longer, God says, I'm doing something new for you, and I'm changing things, and I'm turning things around for you. Does that make sense for you, buddy? Okay. You guys okay? I know this is not what I don't typically do this, but I feel like I just kind of got to roll with this today. Adam, the Lord has brought you out of some really tough places in your life. And there's a whole lot more he wants to do for you and do through you, okay? And he says, as you take your time to read my word and to spend time alone with me, he said, I've been noticing that. And I've been loving that moment, those moments together, those quiet moments together that we've had. And he said, there's more revelation I'm going to put inside of you. There's more light that I'm going to shine on my word that's going to help you see life with a brand new perspective. That there are things in your future that you're going to need the revelation of God's word and understanding on to navigate. So he says, dig in a little deeper, go in a little bit further with me, spend a little more time opening the word as you have, but he said, as you do it moving forward, there's going to be greater light that's going to shine on it, that he's going to show you, he's going to illuminate his word to your heart, and things that you've read before that have kind of maybe glossed over and wondered, I don't even know what this means. I don't even know how to begin to understand that. The Lord says, I'm going to begin to connect the dots, and it's going to be like instant. Instant. Things are going to pop up and come alive because of the calling that He has for your life and the places you're going to go. He said, you're going to need the understanding of my word, the truth that's going to help you navigate future things for your life. Does that make sense? Amen. There's a psalm in the book of Psalms, Psalm 133. It talks about, says how good and how pleasant it is, my brethren, to dwell together in unity. He said, and it's like the precious anointing oil that flows down the high priest Aaron, down his beard, flows down upon his priestly garments to the edge. And it's likened unto the dew that's on top of Mount Hermon that flows all the way down the hills, down and feeds into the River Jordan. And he said it's in unity, in togetherness, in agreement, where I command my blessing. Friends, to be blessed by God is more than just saying too blessed to be stressed or I'm highly... No, it's more than that. To be stamped with God's blessing means you. It comes with God's full authority. His full authority. You know that dew that flows down, that lands on top of Mount Hermon and then flows down the hillside, what it does, that dew goes somewhere. That dew flows and funnels down at the base and it feeds the River Jordan. And then that River Jordan flows south and feeds into the Sea of Galilee. And then the Sea of Galilee, it spills out and the Jordan flows a little bit further and it feeds into the Dead Sea. Think about it. The Jordan River, where Jesus was baptized, where John the Baptist baptized him, the Jordan River, where there were so many crossovers in the Old Testament and new beginnings, where Jacob wrestled with God and crossed over the river Jabbok and then across the ultimate way, and then Joshua and others traveled across the Jordan. All the way back to the New Testament, old and new, there's crossovers. That Jordan River is fed by the dew that falls on top of Mount Hermon. And then that Jordan River flows into seas, the Sea of Galilee and beyond. That water comes from dew. That dew is likened as unity. Said it's like unity is like the precious dew that falls on top of Mount Hermon. So what that does, that tells us something. That tells us that our position and our placement before God creates a powerful source of connection and flow of heaven in our life. So if we want to go where God wants us to go and we want to live the life God has created us to live, then we have to come into agreement with God's will and we position ourselves under Him. And as we position ourselves under Him, His power source flows upon our life and feeds us where we are called to go. And it says that unity, it is so good, so pleasant, so wonderful when my people live together in unity. And you fast forward and you go into the New Testament, and on the day of Pentecost, it said the disciples and many others were gathered in the upper room in Acts chapter 1. They were gathered there to pray, and it said they were of one mind, one purpose, one accord, and they were praying. And they were coming into agreement, just waiting on the command of the Lord. Jesus had told them to go and wait, and so that's what they were doing, was waiting. And as they were waiting, they were praying. They weren't just playing cards and checkers. They were praying. They were joined together in the Spirit, one heart, one mind, one accord. And then it says in Acts 2 that God poured out His Spirit on the day of Pentecost and lit a flame in the hearts of people all across, all sorts of people coming together. And 3,000 people gave their lives to Christ and began to follow Him. And the church was birthed, and things took off. The rest is history. And it said inside of that, they began to come together and worship together and pray together and come to the Lord's Supper together and meet with one another in each of their houses together. And it said they did this with gladness of heart. With gladness of heart. There was a gladness in their heart that they wanted to be together and that they wanted to participate in this life together in Christ. But it began because they were together in prayer, and they agreed together on something. I do believe that the enemy is all about division. The enemy wants nothing, does not want God's people to be together, does not want them to connect, does not want them to agree. You look at the natural connections of relationships across the board. The enemy wants to come and split and divide and sow discord and deceit and all those things. And he would like nothing more than to destroy relationships, break apart churches, and ultimately destroy our purpose and our calling that he has for our life. And so it's important how we're connected and who we're connected with. And then it's important to guard that connection in Christ that we have together. And then it's important to stand in agreement together in faith on God's word, to surround ourselves with like-minded people of faith, to safeguard what God is wanting to do and how he's wanting to flow in our life and where he wants to carry us. Because there are places and there are things that he calls us to do and that he has planned for us to do that we will not get there without the help of those that he puts in our life. Absolutely impossible. Absolutely impossible. Because God sets it up. There are people that go before us, that carve the way, that knock out the trees and create a path and all of these things. And we are living our life now on faith based on what other people have already gone through for us. They've already plowed the way and paved the way. And there are other people that God puts in our life along the way that supports us and encourages us and prays for us and are just there for us and to help make sure that, man, we don't get strayed and we don't become isolated. There's a beautiful working of fabric in the body of Christ, the way God puts people together and connects us in a tapestry of unity and peace and love. And what I'm getting at is that there are battles in our life. There are battles in our life that we can never face alone. There are things going on right now in our own life right now that some of us feel like we're alone. Some of us feel like we're isolated. Some of us feel like nobody else understands. Some of us feel like, man, I can't even begin to try to tell somebody because I don't want somebody to think bad of me, of the thoughts that go on in my mind. And the enemy would like you to stay right there. The enemy would like you to stay right there, locked away in your fear, locked away in your regret, locked away in your shame, thinking that you got yourself into this, you can get yourself out of that. And that's that is a huge lie from the enemy. And God wants us to know today that none of us are here today, and none of us are alone today, none of us are isolated today, that God's giving us a great invitation today to step into the beautiful bond of peace and unity and harmony that exists in the body of Christ. Today, I know our crowd is a little thin, but I do believe the Lord wants to put us together in a greater measure than perhaps we've ever known for our own self before. And so I'm going to ask the team, if you guys come on back up. I told you it's not a long break. Thank you so much for rolling with us. But as they get back and sit, I'd like us to we're going to take some time. We're going to pray. We're going to pray with and for one another. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is we're going to gather in groups of like three or four, okay? If you don't want to, listen, nobody's making anybody do anything, okay? But I would just ask that if you would open your heart to try it. And then I'm gonna ask you to take a few minutes. We're gonna pray together. We're gonna pray for one another. When you get together to pray, just simply take a moment. We've got time. Ask each other what it is you need to pray for. What is it that I can pray with you about? And then I just want you to take a moment, each of you, pray for one another. And then after that, I will pray, and we're gonna come back into a song or two, and going to put an exclamation point on what the Spirit is doing in our life today. I just sense there's some things at stake in our lives, and some of our dispositions, some of our placements of life right now that if we don't invoke the Holy Spirit, that we're going to continue to find ourselves fighting the same battles, but never overcoming. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, the Lord says, there I am in the midst of them. I am right there in the middle, Matthew 18:20, right there in the middle, in the midst of them. And so let me invite you to stand. Pray, we're going to praise, we're going to worship. So I'm going to invite you, just take a moment, look around, connect with three or four people, and pray together, pray for one another. And as you do that, I'm going to lead us off in prayer. Lord, we come before you. God, I just got to tell you, I feel so weird changing things up. I know it's not me, but just ask you to descend upon these pockets of prayer. Tune your ear, O Lord, to your people today as we extend care and concern, and we pray for one another. We pray, O Lord, you would hear us, and that you would move upon us, that you would intervene in the situations that are at hand. We seek your guidance, your will. We seek your direction and your wisdom. We seek your provision and your power. We seek your heart in the matters of our life today. And I thank you that even before we can pray them and request them, that you hear them and you know them and you already have begun to respond. And I thank you, God, that you will show your people your faithfulness over our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's gather in groups and pray.